I'm Steve McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Nicholas, N-I-C-K-O-L-U-S, in parenthesis Nick, N-I-C-K, in parenthesis Buffon. Address is 2017 Merrill, M-E-R-R-I-L-L Road, Paradise, California, 95969, phone 530. I'm sure it should be 510-693-2022. ID is triple XS, double XS, 9305. Date of birth, 11-19-1962. 63-year-old single man. Insurance is Blue Shield. Pharmacy is Costco, 530-342-8892. It is referred to Ken Gillen, G-I-L-L-E-N-P-A, 6460A Pence Road, Paradise, California, 95969-3673. Phone is 872-6650, fax 530-877-2196. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of chronic tremor, possibly progressive. Dear Ken Gill, the date of this report is August 25, 2025. Dear Ken Gillen, thank you for referring Nicholas Buffon with his history of chronic and possibly progressive hand tremor. New paragraph, he has a underlying secondary diagnosis of restless leg syndrome that is progressive. He reports that tremors in both his hands and legs are increasing. He gives a history of poor sleep with insomnia, averaging 4 hours per night, napping an hour during the day. Increasing his symptoms of tremor. Current medications, metformin, 500 milligrams extended release at bedtime. He is working on reducing his carbohydrate intake. Normal screening colonoscopy was completed in 2023. A pulse oximetry in May of 2023 was not thought to be consistent with sleep apnea. Previous history indicates that he had some side effects from medication to help manage his dyslipidemia. He reports memory loss. He's had a 4-pound weight loss, but no fatigue. And no other neurological symptoms. No history of slurred speech or seizures. He has taken magnesium and clonazepam for his restlessness. Blood pressure, pulse, and temperature are normal. Current medications include metformin, he's been treated for type 2 diabetes, he was found to have dyslipidemia with hypertriglyceridemia in June of 2023, increased hemoglobin A1C, triglycerides of 155, LDL of 107, he reports a history of bad side effects for medication for dyslipidemia. He was instructed on proper diet for type 2 diabetes and dyslipidemia. He continues treatment with clonazepam 0.5 milligrams. PRN during the day, and Mirapex 1.5 milligrams for restless leg syndrome at night. Additional medications include vitamin D3, vitamin C, vitamin B12, completed laboratory testing, including general chemistry profile, appears to be normal. Medical records show that immunizations are up to date. New Paragraph, laboratory testing shows no evidence of anemia. New paragraph, additional medical history. History of diabetes, nothing else. Medical allergies, fish. Systematic review of systems. He reports additional symptoms of reduced hearing. He's completed an advanced directive. He's been treated for asthma in the past. Remains sexually active. Family history. Father was deceased at age 83 with congestive heart failure. Mother deceased at age 86 with congestive heart failure. He has a brother and a sister, both in good health. Family history was positive for diabetes in his mother, but no other medical disorders. Education, 4 years of high school. Social history and health habits. He is single. He never takes alcohol. He does not smoke or use recreational substances. He's not living with a significant other. Occupational concerns. He gives a history of exposures to fumes, dust, and solvents in his occupation, but he is retired. New paragraph. Serious illnesses and injuries. He has a history of fractures, but no concussions. Operations and hospitalizations. He's never had a transfusion. Systematic review of systems. I'm sorry. Neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. General. No symptoms reported. Head. No symptoms reported. Neck. No symptoms reported. Upper back and arms, no symptoms reported. Middle back, no symptoms reported. Low back, no symptoms reported. Shoulders, no symptoms reported. Elbows, no symptoms reported. Wrists, no symptoms reported. Hips, no symptoms reported. Ankles, no symptoms reported. Feet, no symptoms reported. His neurological examination. Shows no obvious symptomatic tremor. Passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers. Does not disclose asymmetric inducible neuromusculoskeletal rigidity. New paragraph, his mental status is normal. Motor function in the upper and lower extremities appears normal. Ambulatory examination is non-ataxic. New paragraph, diagnostic impression, clinical history of progressively increased tremor with some symptoms of ataxia and neuromusculoskeletal functional impairment. recommendations. In consideration of his history of possible progressive symptoms of Parkinsonism, we will obtain a DAT scan in Redding, California, for a brain function evaluation. New paragraph. I will see him in return considering further laboratory testing, as may be indicated. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report then.